Hello again, and welcome back to Lulu's Happy Hour. 欢迎你回到露露的小酒馆。Yesterday was May the 20th. It was a completely commercialized holiday made up by businesses trying to sell things. It's always a nice thing to have an extra day to show your love and romance to your loved one. However, I don't think many people realize this. Yesterday,It was also the National Day for People with Disabilities in China. 其实昨天也是中国的全国助残日。So in today's episode, Lulu wants to talk to you about a less common topic, disabilities. 今天小酒馆里 Lulu 想和你谈一谈残障人士这个话题。Because it's a less common topic, you might find it very difficult to discuss the related issues.So in today's episode, Lulu is going to share with you the definition of disability, the appropriate terms to refer to people with a disability, other related terms and words that you see, and also a few tips on how to interact with people with disabilities with respect. First of all, the definition of disability. Now, when people think of disability, most would first think of a physical condition.But disability doesn't stop at physical disability. Disability is an impairment. Impairment means loss or damage. So disability is an impairment that may be cognitive, developmental, intellectual, mental, physical, sensory, or some combination of these. Cognitive is your ability to learn things. So people can have learning disability.Cognitive disability, developmental, intellectual, this is more about your brains, your intellectual capacity. Mental, physical, and sensory, about your five senses. For instance, your vision, your hearing, your sense of smell. And a disability substantially affects a person's life activities and may be present from birth or occur during a person's lifetime.So it can be from birth or can happen anytime during a person's life. Either way, it substantially, significantly affects a person's life activities and makes life a lot harder for them. After the definition, let's move on to appropriate terms. In English, you can say disabled people, but some might find disabled people a little bit negative. Others would prefer to use the expressionPeople with disabilities, or people with a disability, 残障人士。To be more specific about the disability, someone with very, very bad eyesight could be suffering visual impairment, 视力受损或者视力障碍 visual impairment. And people with visual impairment can be called visually impaired, visually impaired. In the same way, we have hearing impairment.听力受损或者听力障碍 And people with hearing impairment can be called hearing impaired 听障人士 These words are used sometimes to avoid the use of words such as blind or deaf, which are usually associated with negative imagery. However, among people with a disability, there is a trend to reclaim certain words. Here, reclaim meansredefine, 要重新定义某些词。This is quite difficult to understand. So for example, the word deaf, when we hear it, we think it sounds a bit negative. So over the years, people have been associating the word deaf with negative imagery. But people with this particular disability, some of them feel that it is time to cut the link between the word deaf and negative imagery.So to redefine the word deaf and make it neutral, to turn it into a neutral word, 把它变成中性的词汇。So to use deaf rather than to avoid it, but to use deaf as a neutral word. 去重新定义这些词让人们接受并把它们当作中性词汇来使用。This is to reclaim certain words. And some people with disability believe this reclaiming to be an empowering experience. And when you want to refer to someone with a disability, there's also a trend called people first expression. 以人为先的表达方式。So instead of saying a blind person, you say a person with impaired vision. And this is to try to see everyone as people first instead of labeling them with their disability. Compared with people with a disability, people without are often called able-bodied.
针对残障人士来说的健全人士一般被叫做 able-bodied,
able-bodied. Now let's look at some of the words that are related to disability that you can see in life. Some of the facilities, for example. Now in Chinese, we used to call them 残疾人厕所残疾人通道 But in English, more general words or neutral words are used. For instance, accessible toilet
无障碍厕所
So anyone can access it, anyone can use it without any difficulty. Or wheelchair accessible,
无障碍通道
So people in a wheelchair can go through without any difficulty. We also see disabled parking space. This is a parking space reserved for people with a disability. And this is all part of disability benefits.
提供给残障人士的福利
Disability benefits.This could include subsidy, discount, or other types of benefits. And speaking of the topic, we also have to mention something related to the Olympics. So we have the Olympics, but we also have Paralympics and Special Olympics. Paralympics is for people with a physical disability,
残奥会,
and Special Olympics is for children and adults with an intellectual disability,
特奥会。
Both are amazing events. In the end, I would like to share with you some of the tips in interacting with people with disabilities in a respectful manner. It's not uncommon to feel a bit uncertain talking to or interacting with someone who has a physical, sensory, or intellectual disability. Socializing with people with disabilities should be no different from any other socialization.However, if you're not familiar with a given disability, you might fear either saying something offensive or doing the wrong thing by offering assistance. So these are some of the tips that we can all learn. Tip number one, be respectful. Someone who has a disability should be afforded the same amount of respect as anyone else. View others as people, not impairments. I think this is very important.To view others just as another person, instead of focusing on their impairments. Number two, never talk down to someone with disability. Talk down to is, you talk to people in a way that shows you feel that you are better than them.
拒绝使用差别化或者轻视性的语言。
For example, do not speak to someone with a disability in a childlike or patronizing tone. Patronizing, again, means you feel that you are better.Number three, don't use labels or offensive terms, especially in a casual way. Identifying someone by his or her disability or assigning an offensive label is both hurtful and disrespectful, especially if you're trying to make light of it or trying to make joke of someone's impairments. Number four, speaking directly to the person, not to an aide or a translator. For example, if they're hearing impaired,Even if you have to talk through a translator of sign language, you need to maintain eye contact with the person you're speaking to instead of talking to the translator. This is the way for genuine interaction and communication. Number five, put yourself in his or her position. It's easier said than done, but try your best to think that if you're in a similar situation, what would you need? What would you want? And how do you want others to treat you? Number six, acknowledge that most people with disabilities have adapted. This is very important. This means to understand that they're not weak. Many people learn to live with that disability and are fully capable of taking care of themselves. Don't assume otherwise. And the last one, if necessary, offer genuine help. Genuine help.
如果有需要,可以提供真诚的帮助。
But ask first. Don't assume that they need any help. If you feel that they might want help, ask them first. And this is the way to treat people, anyone, with or without disability, with respect. I certainly learned a lot from these tips, and I hope you can find them useful as well. On that note, we will end today's program. And hopefully, today's program brings you some less frequently used vocabulary and terminology,and also provides you with a fresh perspective. And remember, genuine care and effective and respectful communication is what makes this world a better place. I'll see you next time. Bye.